Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
How soon do I start asking you about trades and stuff, Matt?
This is Brewers 360.
My phone's always on.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting.
Yates brings home the pitch. And a ground ball through the left side, into left field for a base hit. Frelick trots home, and Jackson Churio has walked off the Dodgers here this afternoon in Milwaukee.
Brewers sweep the Dodgers out of town, and we're joined live by the Vice President and General Manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Matt Arnold. How are things going, Matt?
pretty
good or no?
We're doing okay. Yeah, I mean, you can never get too high or too low in this game because it'll humble you quickly, as you guys know. But no, it's a ton of fun, and you know, a really special moment after the game yesterday, not just with the walk off with Churio and but also announcing that we heard Trevor McGill was going to be an All-Star, and just he was able to give a quick speech to the team. And that was just a really cool moment for him and everything he's been through in his life. So just a really cool moment, not just the game yesterday, which was unbelievable and a ton of fun to watch, but the moments after that were awesome as well.
Hearing from McGill after, it sounds like that super mattered to him, Matt.
It did, yeah. When we pulled him into Murph's office, he said, "I really hope this is the message that I'm hoping it is," you know, and it was. You know, he gave me a hug. It was like hugging a sequoia tree. You know, I mean, he's a huge guy. So it was, and he was so pumped. I'm still a little sore from the hug, but he was great. Yeah, it was really cool.
You're close with Andrew Friedman, of course. You guys work together. He's the president of the Dodgers. Do you spend any time like talking with him this week?
We went back and forth a little bit. He wasn't on the trip. You know, again, those guys do an incredible job over there, and he's had so much success over there. And I'm proud to have worked with him for a really long time. He's a very close friend of mine. So, yeah, we were certainly in touch this week, and he's great. I obviously a big fan of his for many, many years.
Man, I love this story that ESPN did. Jesse Rogers wrote the story about trade deadline stuff. And you were talking to ESPN about it. You said that Friedman made a trade when his wife was in labor, having a baby, and here he's firing off a trade on his phone.
Yeah, apparently Rob and his wife wasn't super excited to read that this week.
She never had to know.
He let me know that. But, you know, it's that was fun. It's, you know, there are some crazy stories we've had there over the years, just around the trade deadline and so many cool stories being around really good people. But, yeah, sometimes crazy things happen in crazy situations, and the trade deadline falling when he's, you know, his wife's having a baby was one of the crazy ones for sure.
Matt, I mean, I think it was when we were talking to Levering yesterday or whatever, but just like everything, I don't want to blow smoke at you, but everything you have touched in the last several months has turned to gold. You get this guy essentially who is scuffling with one of the worst teams in baseball, who was in the minor leagues when we picked him up. We trade away a starting pitcher for him. For who? Some guy, Andrew Vaughn. Who's this guy? What is he? He's not even going to play. He comes up and this guy's been a hero three games in a row.
He's awesome. And look, I mean, he's been on the radar for a really long time. He's the number three overall pick years ago. And you know, he's a really humble kid, and he's been through a lot. And for him to go down to AAA after what he's done, even as a big leaguer in his career, and then come back up and help us and just want to be part of the team. I mean, that's something that is really important to him and something we certainly value here. So for him to be able to come through for him, I'm most excited for him more than anybody else, for sure.
I called it. I said yesterday.
Eric was there.
I was at the game with my buddy, and he comes up to bat, and I go, ball game. He's going to at least tie the game, if not win it, right here. And they called that one.
Yeah, that was really cool. I mean, we've, you know, again, so many different contributions, you know, from everybody up and down the lineup. And, you know, even guys like Monasterio and Collins and, like you said, Vaughn, and just, you know, guys stepping up across the entire roster. It's been great to watch.
So you got the Nationals coming into town, and you also have the draft, right? Is the draft this weekend?
It is. Yeah. So we're busy. We have draft meetings all day today, tomorrow, you know, into infinity, it feels like. And so we'll be up late night, you know, grinding on the draft. And it's a ton of fun. We have all of our scouts in town tonight. So, you know, once we're done with our meetings, we're going to go have a fun staff dinner together as well. So some of those are my favorite times. So I love this time of year.
I love this story in Brewers.com that was written. It was basically a story about Jacob Mizorowski and how you guys scouted him in draft night and stuff. But I love this line because we never thought that this was really a thing, Matt. It says, by draft night, it was pretty clear that Mizorowski would go high, and Milwaukee's efforts to sort it all out were complicated by the fact that there was a Motley Crue Def Leppard concert at American Family Field. As a result, the scouts were scattered. So you guys got kicked out of your place?
I can't use the office tonight. Why?
Yeah, they scheduled a concert the day of the draft, and so we had to call a quick audible and we actually did the draft, I think, at Mark Attanasio's office downtown. And so we were kind of scattered all over the place, and it was a tight space, but, you know, we had a lot of fun that day, and obviously Miz has done a tremendous job and couldn't be more proud of him.
Yeah, that worked out.
Maybe we should have another concert.
Right, who can we book tonight yet for the weekend?
Can we just do it let's just do it the next day so I can go to the concert, too. That'd be
okay,
fun.
Okay, there'd be that. Do you see any way, Matt, that or is MLB even trying to turn the draft into more of a front-facing spectacle? I think it's because, you know, like we just had the NFL draft in Green Bay and you saw hundreds of thousands of people turn out for what they've built that into. I guess it's maybe in part because we know some of these college players and college baseball players or even these high school kids aren't as well known, but are there any efforts to build this out to a more public-facing event?
Yeah, I think there are certainly, you know, there obviously it's a big deal in the NFL. It's a huge deal for us. And I think they, you know, now they televise the selection process and, you know, they're doing more around the draft as well, I think, with the combine and things like that. And so certainly it's a huge day. You know, the difference obviously with the big leaguers is, you know, they're going to go right from, you know, wherever they are, probably into some A-ball affiliate, you know, and so there's a long way to go for those players, but certainly getting to know them along the way is a ton of fun. And so, yeah, I think having more eyes and ears on the draft is always a good thing for baseball.
We mentioned Miz earlier. What do you do with Miz knowing that, like, his pitch count or his innings are still pretty low given from last year? I know, obviously, typically, you would know better than any of us, but as far as many innings a pitcher would grow from year to year, is there a concern of like, okay, if we have a late run or a great run this year going into late into the season and into October, that you'd have to really watch how many innings he puts in?
Yeah, certainly. I think with an arm like that, I mean, you always have to be, you know, concerned with that type of workload. But, you know, he's a talented kid, and we have a lot of people around him that are going to try to do the best they can to help take care of him.
Well, it's been a great show, and this could be a July to remember. Already off to a pretty good start.
Go.
Good luck in the draft, Matt. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Thank you.
8:54 on Wisconsin's Morning News.